Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasul. Islam is the guide to light up our life all the way to Jannah. With the help of the Prophet as our guide. Adam, now Ibrahim, Sulaiman, Yusuf, Musa, Dawood, Isa, Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad. The prophets of Allah, they were brought down to show us the right way. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad was his last messenger.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
My name is Johara Bax.
MashaAllah, and how old are you?
I'm going to be 14 this year.
Oh, what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 8.
And do you enjoy school?
Yes, I love it.
Which school do you go to?
I go to the International School of Cordoba.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, what's your best part about school?
Best part is just being around the most amazing friends and the teachers and getting to have lots of fun.
Wow, that sounds absolutely amazing. And what story do you have for us today?
I have a story called To Missy.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he was too old to maintain his own home, a frail old man named Basri went to live with his wealthy son, daughter-in-law, and four-year-old grandson. Basri's hands trembled, his eyesight was blurred, and his step faltered. So he was very happy indeed when his son decided to take him in. Every day at Basri's new home, the family ate dinner together at the huge table in the carpeted dining room. But the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and failing sight made his eating difficult. Peas rolled off his spoon onto the floor. Noodles, rice, or gravy would also be found on the tablecloth. As time went by, the son and daughter-in-law started to become irritated with the mess. "We must do something about father," said the son. "I've had enough of his spilt milk, noisy eating, and food on the carpet and table." So the husband and wife set a small table in a tiled corner of the house and covered it up with a black plastic garbage bag. Underneath it, they placed several layers of old yellow newspaper. There for months, poor old Basri ate alone, while the rest of the family enjoyed dinner at one another's company. Since Basri had started to break a dish or two, every several weeks his food was now served in an ugly wooden bowl, and his tall, elegant glass was replaced with an old plastic cup. Sometimes the family would glance in Grandfather's Bastard's direction. He usually couldn't help but well up a tear in his eye as he sadly sat there eating all alone in his corner. Despite all the new changes to his meal arrangements, Bastard's son and daughter-in-law kept on complaining about his mess. After dinner, while cleaning up after him, they would admonish him sharply for being careless, thoughtless, and ungrateful. They would sigh loudly to show their displeasure. Bastry would never say a word in response, sadly looked down and waited till they are both done before walking unsteadily back into his bedroom. The four-year-old grandson watched it all in silence. One evening before dinner time, the father noticed his son playing with wood scraps and glue on the floor. He asked the child sweetly, "What are you making, son?" Just as sweetly, the boy responded, "Oh, I am making a little bowl for you and Mama to eat your food in when I grow up." The four-year-old smiled and went back to work. The words struck deep inside Bastry's son and daughter-in-law's heart. They stopped whatever they were doing and looked at each other speechless. Then tears started to stream down their cheeks, though no word was spoken. Both knew what must be done. That evening, Bastry's son took his hand and gently led him back to the family table. For the remainder of his days, Bastry ate every meal with the family at the dining table, and for some reason, neither husband nor wife seemed to care any longer when a fork was dropped, milk spilled, or the tablecloth spoiled.
Alhamdulillah! But you know, my mommy shouts me sometimes. You know why?
Oh no, that's so bad. You're such a small birdie, this shouldn't have happened.
Must I tell you?
Yes, sure.
She shouts me because I want to eat and I want to play and ride my bicycle when I'm having supper.
But you have to eat nicely and sit quietly and eat your food before you play. Once you eat all your food nicely, then you can go and run and jump.
Okay, let's go eat now. Wait, we can't eat yet. The azan didn't go for us to break our fast. But okay, let's eat when the azan goes and then we read Maghrib and then we eat again and then we get ready for Tarawih and Isha and then after that, Mommy's gonna give us a little bit of ice cream and dessert and then we play a little bit and then we go sleep because we have to be up early, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.